This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. It's Wednesday, August 12th, coming up on today's show. The 15U National Team Trials are underway at the National Training Complex. The American Elite Baseball Championship starts today to kick off the NCIS, and you get one final chance to win a box of Stars and Stripes training cards, courtesy of Panini America. Now, let's see who's leading off. Forty of the top players of the 15U age group are in Cary, North Carolina for the 15U National Team Trials. They have come from this year's 15U National Team Championships, as well as last year's 14U National Team Development Program and 14U NTIS. Now, they're playing for a spot on a national team. Two inter-squad games are in the books already. The Stripes won Game 1 12-10, and the Stars came back and won a back-and-forth battle in Game 2 with a score of 6-5. The 15U team will play their next inter-squad game tonight at 6:10 p.m. at the Durham Athletic Park, former home of the Durham Bulls. Jason Washburn is manager for this year's 15U national team. This will be his sixth year of experience with USA Baseball, including serving as pitching coach on last year's 15U team. Assisting Washburn will be pitching coach Rob Schabansky and assistant coaches Javi Rodriguez and Mike Strickland. The final 20-player roster will be announced on USABaseball.com this Friday, August 14th, after the conclusion of the final trials game. Once those 20 players are chosen, the teams will stay in Cary for training and a pair of games against the 14U National Team Development Program teams before heading to Aguas Calientes, Mexico for the COPAVE AA Pan American Championships. Coming up next, NTIS Director Mark Dvorsnak joins me to talk about this week's new look 13U NTIS, now the American Elite Baseball Championship. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the Stars and Stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. Today, the newly branded American Elite Baseball Championship began, and the 13U age group of the National Team Identification Series got on the field for day one of five at the National Training Complex. Joining me now to talk about the event and its evolution is Mark Dvorsnak, Director of Program Development at USA Baseball. Mark, the NCIS brings athletes from six different player groups to the National Training Complex to compete for 2016 opportunities. But getting here in the first place was a battle for the players that made it. How big of an accomplishment is it for these players who earn spots in their regional teams?
It's definitely a big accomplishment for these players. We basically split up the United States into 16 separate regions. Our regional directors are running identification events throughout the spring and summer. And by being identified to participate in the National Team Identification Series, our regional directors are basically saying you're one of 18 guys in their specific region that they feel like has a chance to make Team USA for next year. So obviously that's a great accomplishment, just even, being selected to come to the NTIS at the National Training Complex.
Let's talk about those 2016 implications. The task force is looking to select those players from each age group to move on to the next step in the USA Baseball roadmap. From this identification event, where do the players have an opportunity to move on to in the future?
Sure. So from this 13U event, we will actually select 12 players to move on to the 2016 14U National Team Development Program. But when we bring in our task force and scouts, obviously we're looking for those 12 players. But this is just the first step in the selection process for that 14U National Team Development Program. We have our East and West Championships as well next year. So we're really taking detailed notes on, definitely not only player 1 through 12, but, 1 through every single player at the event to make sure that we have notes on them for next year's team or the following year's team. And, we try to keep in touch with the athletes as much as we can, because once they're selected to the NTIS, they become a part of that family, a select group of athletes from around the country. So, these are definitely athletes that we want to follow. And even though we only select 12 out of the event, You know, we're definitely following more and more guys throughout the entire tournament.
Yeah, it is definitely, it's step one of a multiple tier process in the USA Baseball selection process. So it is cool to follow the people that maybe not make that 12, but have another chance at the championships next year. This event did change a little bit, though, with the additional partnership of MLB and MLB.com. There's a unique twist, and it's going to be aired on MLB.com. It's now the American Elite Baseball Championship. There's still a selection process, but what has been added to make this event stand out and get more exposure?
Sure. As you mentioned, you know, we were able to partner with MLB.com and Major League Baseball to have these games streamed online. You know, instead of, you know, players coming in, just playing three games against different regions, we've actually created a tournament out of the event. You know, adds a little twist to the exposure for the athletes. Obviously, it gives them a little more pride, you know, playing for their specific region. And, you know, also I think it gives our task force, you know, a little bit of a better idea of the kids that want to compete. You know, the kids that are in a championship type format, you know, the way that they react to calls or, you know, when their team's up big or when their team's down big, you know, those are definitely things that we're looking for as well, you know, besides just the talent on the field.
Absolutely. And there is one more change to the event. In addition to the regions, there is an MLB RBI program that will be competing in the American Elite Baseball Championship. Can you talk about that program and what it means to have them involved in the NCIS?
Definitely. The RBI program is definitely one that our organization loves to work with. You know, a great program reviving baseball in inner cities where, you know, we're really giving just more and more athletes from around the country the opportunity to wear USA across their chest. You know, it's an organization that, you know, does well in the inner cities, you know, to continue to drive baseball in those areas, you know, sport that we're all passionate about and share the same goal. So anytime that we're able to, you know, continue to try to increase participation in baseball rates across the country, it's definitely an exciting thing for our organization. And the RBI program is definitely, you know, something that has that same goal.
The American Elite Baseball Championship started today at the National Training Complex and will conclude on Sunday, August 16th, with the championship game streamed on MLB.com and USABaseball.com at 1 o'clock p.m. Mark, thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you.
The AEBC will have two games streamed on MLB.com each day until Sunday's championship game, which will be the only one streamed that day. Today's stream games are at noon between Capital and North Texas and at 3 p.m. between MLB RBI and Midwest. A minimum of 12 players from the American Elite Baseball Championship will be selected to participate in the 2016-14U National Team Development Program. The timing of this year's event allows players of the AEBC to see the process laid out in front of them for how to make a national team. Both the 14U NTDP and the 15U Trials are going on at the National Training Complex as well right now, which are the next two steps in the USA Baseball roadmap for these players. We'll close out today's show with one last Panini America podcast giveaway, so get ready to answer another USA Baseball trivia question. There's only one way to get the exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. And now, it's time for our final podcast giveaway, courtesy of Panini America. We'll have more podcast giveaways, but this is the final box of Stars and Stripes trading cards we have left in the stash. Congrats to last week's winner, Michael Nava, for answering with the correct response. Drew Pomeranz struck out 17 batters to set the Team USA record in a single game against Guatemala in 2009. To win this last final Stars and Stripes sealed hobby box, all you have to do is answer the trivia question I'm about to ask. Be the first person to tweet the correct response to @USABaseball using the hashtag OurPastimesPodcast and you will win. To try and reward as many people as we can, remember if you have won from this giveaway already, you are not eligible to win again. Here is this week's trivia question. Which national team, or national teams, holds the organization's record for most consecutive gold medal wins, and how many in a row did they win? Tweet @USABaseball using the hashtag OurPastimesPodcast if you think you know the correct response. The first person to correctly tweet in and answer will win the final sealed hobby box of Panini America Stars and Stripes trading cards. The winner will be announced on Twitter and on next week's podcast, so best of luck to everyone. For those of you who didn't win a box of Stars and Stripes during this giveaway, there is another Our Pastimes podcast giveaway going on right now that you still have a chance to enter to win. The prize this time, an autographed baseball by the entire 2012 Collegiate National Team. That includes Chris Bryant, Carlos Rodon, and Michael Conforto. No trivia this time. All you have to do is subscribe to Our Pastimes podcast on iTunes and leave us a review and you will be entered to win. The giveaway ends soon, so head to the iTunes store now to leave your review for Our Pastimes podcast and you'll have a shot at the autographed 2012 CNT baseball. That'll do it for today's episode of Our Pastimes podcast. Keep up with the 15U national team trials this week, as well as the action over at the American Elite Baseball Championship, which will be streamed on MLB.com for some of their games and USABaseball.com. Remember to subscribe to Our Pastimes podcast on iTunes and leave a review to be entered to win the autographed baseball by the entire 2012 Collegiate National Team. For today's guest, Mark Dvorak, I'm Joe DiRienzo. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of Our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of Our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.